The Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. The person who loves their life loses it, and the person who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Can you wish something into existence? Let me share an example in my own life. I have an idea, and I desire quite often to write letters to people that I care for. I like that idea of writing letters, sitting down, sending an old-fashioned letter in the mail. It feels important to me. But I almost never do it. It makes me think every once in a while, why don't I do it? Sounds like a good idea. It is a good idea. I'm attracted to this idea. I would like to do it. Why don't I do it? I wish I could do it. I wish I did do it. What does it mean that I don't do something that I want to do? These are questions that I pose on occasion when this particular topic comes up from month to month or year to year. Does it reflect the real intensity of my desire? Do I say I want to do it, but I don't really want to do it? Does it reflect the true depth of care or love that I have for the people I would choose to write to? Do I not love them enough to sit down and write a letter? These types of questions or reflections can be modified to suit our spiritual life. How much do we invest or dedicate to actually following Jesus? Is following Jesus just a nice idea? It's a good idea. I want to do it. I even tell people that I am Christian and that I am a follower of Jesus. Is it a tradition that someone else has given to me, and so therefore it's not fully my own? Is it an obligation to follow Jesus, and therefore I do it either grudgingly or hesitantly or unwillingly? Jesus calls us over and over again, not only through the Gospels, but through our experiences in life, to follow him. If we serve God, if we carry his name of Christian, then Jesus tells us that we must follow him. It's part of being Christian. And where is Jesus going that we are called to follow him to? Right now, in this moment of the gospel, in this season in the church, Jesus is moving quickly towards his death. A death that will bring glory to God. He is preparing for his purpose, his greatest gift to us, his greatest triumph. He will offer up his life for the life of the world. If we say that we are followers of this Jesus who offers himself to the world, then we must be able to also offer of ourselves, to accept hardship as it comes, to sacrifice willingly for those who are in need, for our loved ones, for those near to us, to love deeply, to follow Christ through his death, giving up our lives in love, in service, in compassion, in patience, so that we glorify God with our whole life, with the life that he has given us. Last weekend, at Holy Mass on Sunday, we paused along the road of Lent and rejoiced because we are getting closer to our goal, which is the celebration of Easter. We paused and we gave rejoicing to God. Easter, the glory of the resurrection and our path to heaven, that is what we paused to recognize is getting closer. But this week we are moving through our Lenten journey again. We have picked up from our break or our pause, and we continue on our way. Next week, as we will hear through the gospel proclamation, Jesus will enter Jerusalem to song and celebration. We will be confronted with his looming death, and we will enter Holy Week. We will be given a chance to walk with Jesus through his passion one more time, one more year, to emerge with him triumphant at Easter. If this season of Lent is sliding by, either too quickly or very quietly for you, it is not too late. There is still time to dig in to the holy opportunities of this season. It's not too late to teach each other or your children, or to share the gifts that God is giving to you, or to reflect, or to act, or to focus. It is not too late to give, or to love, or to pray, or to connect more deeply with Christ. It is not too late to offer, or to follow our Savior. On this last weekend, or regular weekend of Lent, for the end of this next week, we will begin Holy Week. May you embrace Lent, looking forward to the celebration of Easter and dedicated to preparing yourself to be able to celebrate this greatest feast in peace, in joy, in freedom of heart, worthily. And may God continue to bless you on this holy pilgrimage.